Cuomo, though he's been governor for 9 years, did not fully command the national spotlight until this spring, when he conducted a daily televised briefing during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in New York. His straightforward portrayal of the facts and reliance on scientific data to make decisions stood in contrast to a lack of federal leadership by the president, Donald Trump, and his administration, and it earned Cuomo acclaim. In April, some polls showed that many Democratic voters would rather that Cuomo ran for president rather than the party's nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden. Steve Greenberg, a spokesman for Siena College Polling and a longtime political observer, says it's a chance for Cuomo to once again gain the attention for his style of governing.
From the governor's point of view, he's riding high right now with his New York constituents, and this is a chance to show himself off on the national stage.
Alexis Grinnell, a political strategist who's worked on Democratic campaigns, including that of progressive Democrat Zephyr Teachout's bid for New York Attorney General, says featuring Cuomo on the first night of a convention when the pandemic is still a major concern makes good strategic sense.
That's the reason the DNC gave him a primetime spot. The governor's 100 days of daily press briefings that national news covered, you know, hanging on every word, has clearly made him someone that the DNC feels is good for them.
The governor's speech could once again fuel speculation for a presidential bid by Cuomo in 2024 or even 2028. Grinnell says based on the ticket this year, she thinks Democrats will be seeking more diversity from their candidates in the future and are diverging from the moderate wing of the party that Cuomo has long represented.
I think the fact that Joe Biden chose Kamala Harris as his running mate tells you more about the direction the Democratic Party is going in terms of representation. And that's really just not where Andrew Cuomo is at. And there's obviously a very strong thirst within the party and the country to see greater diversity at the political decision-making table.
Greenberg says he does not think Cuomo will use the speech to set himself up for a future presidential run. The governor has said repeatedly he has no interest in doing so.
I think Andrew Cuomo is going into this speech because he's always been close with Joe Biden. He wants to see Joe Biden elected. And I think Andrew Cuomo is just looking forward to having a president he can work with effectively, rather than the president he has now, which he says he cannot work with.
Cuomo is not giving much away. This is how he answered a reporter who asked during a conference call for a preview.
No, why would I do that? Then you may not watch on Monday. I will tell you this. I'm going to support Joe Biden for president.
The convention will, of course, be a virtual one, with most of the speakers talking from their homes or offices. With no cheering crowds, it might be difficult to judge the success or the failure of Cuomo's or anyone else's speeches. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.